Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They had a big protest. They had, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans show up at the Super Bowl and have like a million-man march or whatever. They had a huge protest, the Saints fans, at the Super Bowl. That also did not stop the game from happening. And the last time I checked, the Patriots beat the Rams in a horrible Super Bowl. So you didn't miss anything, Tony. You didn't miss anything. I hope you had fun watching reruns of NCIS. There you go.
I guess he wasn't alone either. I'm sure people didn't watch.
The ratings were bad.
The ratings were the lowest it's been in a while. I'm sure they were all because of the Saints not being in the Super Bowl.
No, it was
the
because the game sucked.
The crime and injustice of the game, of them not being in and the NFL not replaying the game. I'm sure that's what
how many people do you think turned it off at halftime and said, I'm done with this? Or do people go the distance? They go the distance, if you ask me.
It was what? It was 3-3 at halftime or
3-0? 3-0.
It was 3-0 at half. I mean, it's still a close game. The game was boring and a snooze fest, but it was still a one-score close game.
I thought that
the halftime show, that you probably turned off.
Listen, that was Femi to me, too. And I'll tell you what, I thought the commercials throughout the game were terrible. I mean, it was the whole night was bad.
I feel like that's been a trend the last couple of years. And now I guess they pay so much for the time to play the commercials that they don't spend money on the commercials. Because so many of them you see that are like ones you've seen already or this terrible, this low-budget crap. I mean, the only ones I thought were good were like the T-Mobile ones with the text, the mess-up text, or like the Amazon one. With your boy Harrison Ford with the dogs like ordering all this stuff. That's like the only ones I thought were really good commercials.
I thought the NFL 100-year one was
good.
That
was a great one. Yeah, before the halftime, that was a great one.
That was it. They had two good commercials. The Harrison Ford one with the dog and that one. That was it. That's it.
The real reason why they all suck now is because all of these companies are afraid of negative heat. On the internet, online. They're all afraid.
Scared to death.
That if they put out a commercial that's maybe a little edgy or maybe a little crazy, they don't know if the millions and millions of people who jump to their Twitter 4 seconds after the commercial is
and
over
then destroy
is going to completely destroy you. That's why nobody goes out on a limb anymore. Everybody plays
there
it
you
safe.
Go. Steve in Tucson.
Yeah, it seems to me like CJ Anderson and Todd Gurley, for whatever reason, which is what their offense is based on, running the ball to set up the pass. They couldn't run, okay? So the team that finally got a little bit of offense going, which was the Patriots, they got two good runs and a couple of good passes and set up the touchdown. That's basically what the game came down to, was just a little bit of offense that could be generated.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have the number two offense, I think, in the whole league. If you ask me, they had a really good running attack always throughout the season, but they always threw the ball a lot and scored a lot of touchdowns. They were a high-scoring team, and you don't do that by just running the football. So I thought they threw the ball a lot, and they could not throw the ball against that press coverage. The Patriots secondary shut them down like no one's business. He never could throw the ball at all.
He also made horrible throws the whole entire game.
Horrible.
That should have been a touchdown to Cooks in the back of the end zone.
But it was a duck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.